You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about two dozen states that sued in April. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
And a Wisconsin-based global company shows its pride this June with a fundraiser for Trevor Project. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Schreiber Foods put foot to pavement Friday in celebration of Pride Month with the Peak Beyond 35 run through the streets of downtown Green Bay. Joyce Gao, co-chair of the company's Pride Business Resource Group, said the event has special meaning.
And the name Peak Beyond 35 refers to a fear that some folks in the LGBTQ community have that they may not live beyond the age of 35. And so we're here to show them through funding of supportive nonprofits and through putting ourselves through something that's physically challenging, that we believe that they can peak beyond the age of 35.
The Peak Beyond 35 run raised money for the Trevor Project, a nonprofit providing crisis support and peer support to LGBTQ plus youth. Schreiber Foods is a global company operating in 40 countries, headquartered in downtown Green Bay.
The Madison school teacher who was killed in the December shooting will be honored at a national memorial. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
42-year-old Erin West was loved at Abundant Life Christian School. She was the substitute teacher coordinator. WKOW reports her name will be added to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. It falls under the umbrella of the National Educator Hall of Fame in Kansas. The memorial includes three large stone books. They're all engraved with the names of teachers who died serving others. It was created after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 and is the only memorial dedicated to teachers who died on the job because of violence, accidents, or illness like COVID-19 they caught at work. With 189 names, the memorial is now almost full. The organizers have a fundraiser to add more books to hold more names. West will be added to the memorial in a ceremony June 20th.
Meanwhile, the Abundant Life shooter's father was just in court. Jeffrey Rupnow faces felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and hurt six more before she died by suicide. The court appearance was uneventful. Lawyers scheduled a preliminary hearing for July 24th. That's where a prosecutor has to prove that they have enough evidence to move forward with a case. Dane County District Attorney Ismail Ozan had previously said no one knew the girl better than her father, and his actions contributed to the shooting. For each of the three shootings, Rupnow faces the potential of 6 years behind bars and up to a $10,000 fine. Of course, we'll continue to follow this case as it moves through the court system. Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Lisa Hale explains.
Speaking to the media last week, Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green said the committee has put three budgets on Evers' desk in the past three budget cycles, and he signed them. Markline noted, quote, "A lot of the priorities that the governor's office and the Republicans have are very similar." JFC co-chair Representative Mark Bourne of Berlin said Republicans broke off negotiations because the Democratic governor demanded spending increases that outpaced tax cuts they wanted. An Evers spokesperson said that is not accurate.
And some great movies have been filmed in Wisconsin, but a tax credit could bring more of them here. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. Sayers says the department has heard from plenty of producers that they'd like to film in Wisconsin, and now is the time to get the bill made into law. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions.
And a bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic lawmakers say it's the least they can do for now, but the state should be doing more to fund schools. It's an utterly wild story. Here's Lisa Hale.
You may remember the story of Louie and Ophelia, the two North American river otters who took advantage of a snowstorm to escape their enclosures at the New Zoo and Adventure Park in Suamico back in March. Well, Ophelia was recaptured and she was returned home in April. Louie, however, it seems, has chosen the wildlife. The New Zoo says he hasn't been spotted repeatedly in one spot for them to set a trap. The good news is that Louie was born in the wild and has the skills he needs to survive in the great outdoors. The zoo says now, instead of trying to find their runaway, they will work with the North American River Otter Species Survival Plan to find Miss Ophelia a new mate.
And a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measures in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million every year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. Speaking of, the Wisconsin DNR just caught a goldfish in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, oh, I don't really want to flush my goldfish or get rid of it, right? I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from nine women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.